Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. So it's been about a month since I have been on here, and it's mainly because I have been traveling. Obviously, I did bring my laptop away with me, but that was to do check-ins with clients and stuff. So yeah, it just wasn't the ideal time to be sitting there and doing a podcast when I was away with my friend, and I was also working, performing while I was over in Australia. I just had a very, very busy itinerary. So I did say before I went away that I would be shelving the podcast until I'm back. So I am back now. I had a great time. I went away for 3 weeks, but the week before I went away, I actually just stuck to steps. I didn't go to the gym or anything like that. I was just, you know what you're like the week before you're traveling for a while. You just have loads of bits and pieces to be doing, and I just didn't want to be stressed out. And I just wanted to stick to steps. I didn't want to be too demanding on myself in terms of like time and making time for the gym and stuff. So all in all, I didn't actually train for 4 weeks. When I was away, I didn't go to a gym. I didn't wake up every day thinking I'm gonna get my 10,000 steps in today. I basically more or less took time off from the gym, walking, etc. And I was actually having that much of a good time that it just wasn't a concern for me. I've worked hard for the last few years to build this body, and I know that like a month off wasn't going to undo all that progress. If you look at greater than for nearly 4 or 5 years, like committed to training and walks and marathons and fitness photo shoots, like a few weeks off, it was not going to undo all that, like there was some days where I did get a lot of steps in because we may have been out exploring and stuff like that, but again, it wasn't something I woke up every day and thought I have to do that. I went to Melbourne first for 2 nights to do a show. Like the place where I was, there was no gym, and I was absolutely wrecked tired as well. It was just all go, go, go. I actually got a lot of steps in the first day because I went around exploring. And then I flew off to the Philippines. I met my friend there who's from Sydney. Well, she lives in Sydney. She's originally from Dublin. She's a childhood friend. And, we were in holiday mode when we got there. The last thing I was thinking about was, oh, I'll go to the gym. We stayed in a really, really lovely resort. We were in Boracay Island in the Philippines. So we had to fly to Manila. I met my friend in Manila Airport. Obviously flew from Melbourne through the night. Didn't sleep great. It was one of those sleeps where, your eyes are closed, but you're not in a deep sleep. Even though I had earplugs and stuff, don't know what it was, I just couldn't sleep. So I was absolutely wrecked when I arrived in Manila. But adrenaline kicks in when you see our friend for the first time in a year. And we got on a 40 minute flight then to Boracay Island. It was like paradise. And the hotel that we stayed in was like right on the beach, crystal clear water, white sand, palm trees. The resort was absolutely fabulous. If you ever do go to Boracay Island, Mandarin Bay Resort and Spa was the name of our hotel, and it was 5 stars. Like, and it felt like seven. Like, it was absolutely amazing. It was lovely, and they did actually have a gym there, but it was a very small one. Like, I'm not joking. It was probably about the size of a box room. Like, you could clearly tell it used to be an office, and they just threw a few dumbbells and a treadmill in there. But again, I was just in holiday mode, and I was having such a good time. I wasn't thinking about the gym, and it was really, really hot as well. Like, so I probably would have just felt sick if I was training. And then we went to El Nido then after 6 days in Boracay, and there was no gym in that hotel. It was kind of like like those hotels where they're like kind of like bungalows and stuff, and it's kind of like self-catering. It was that type of thing. And then it wasn't really a place where I was kind of looking out for gyms, because when I went away last year, I was with my friend Sarah, who I was with obviously over in the Philippines as well. But there was a tour person there that was her friend. So I didn't want to be kind of leaving my friend on our own and stuff, like we were on holiday, didn't really want to be deserting her. Like, we were there to have a good time and make memories. So didn't go to the gym in El Nido either. And we were there for 4 days. Then I flew to Sydney and did my show in Sydney. I was there for 4 days, 4 or 5 days. We went on a couple of walks there. But when I was there last year, they actually have a really, really good gym down the road from where my friend lives. But again, I was just on the go so much, I didn't bother. Then we went to Perth. That was a flying visit. That was 3 days. Again, just go, go, go. Didn't have time to go to the gym. So yeah, it's only really kind of since last week. I got back on the 5th. I got back on the 6th and straight away I had tonsillitis when I landed. So I was written off for a few days, but that was like the Wednesday or the Thursday. And then Monday I said, right, I'm getting back into it come Monday. So I slowly eased myself back into the gym. I actually did home workouts. I have dumbbells at home and I did kind of like lighter reps. Sorry, I used lighter weight but did more reps, because if I went back to the gym and I started thinking I could lift as heavy as I did beforehand, you know, I'd be strongly mistaken and I'd be very, very sore. So I did have a lot of energy. Even I did go to the gym now, I think once or twice the week that I got back, or the week that I got back into it. But I did do mainly home workouts just because I haven't been training for a month. Like, the desire to train wasn't very high just because I had been out of routine for a month. So instead of coming home and, you know, going in head first at 100% and overwhelming myself and telling myself, I'm going to train 5 days this week, I'm going to do 40 minutes of cardio every day, I'm going to smash my 10K steps. Like, that's unrealistic and it's not sustainable. So I did take my time. I trained 3 times last week. Today is Monday, so it was last week. And I say I probably did about 7,000 steps most days. And I did, I'll get into that now shortly, but I did 3 15-minute sessions of cardio. So again, I didn't bite off more than I could chew. I went in at a pace that felt sustainable for someone who hadn't trained in a month. So that's kind of like what I wanted to touch on. It's just, when you get back from being away for so long, automatically you're gonna think, look at me, I'm like a beached whale, I feel like shit. And trust me, there were times where I felt like shit and I was like, I can't wait to get home and just get back into routine. Not because I thought I put on weight, but you know, eat crap, feel crap. A body in motion stays in motion. A body that's not in motion won't stay in motion. So I did feel the pinch towards the end of the holiday and I couldn't wait to get back home, like for structure and routine and to just feel good mentally and physically, you know. But no regrets anyway. But yesterday or Friday, today's Monday, just Friday a few days ago, I actually went out on a run. So the last time I went out on a run was the Dublin Marathon in 2025, all right, October 2025, so 7 months ago. I have missed it and I did put it off for a quite a long time, you know, up until January, February. I could still feel my injury, which is why I hadn't ran since October. I was really badly injured. My hip flexor was really badly strained and I just had PTSD and I did take my time going back running. I was guilty of saying, oh, after Australia, I'll go back to it. So I did a 2.5 kilometer run, so half of a 5K. It took me about 15, 16 minutes. And I just wanted to test the waters and I was delighted. I was pain free. I literally gave myself such a long break from the run in like 7 months that the injury's obviously fully healed. And I know if I was someone who was very religious or like, you know, addicted to running and it was their bread and butter and it's all they eat, sleep and breathe it, I know I probably would have went out running a lot sooner, probably even in January when I still felt sore and it could have just prolonged the injury. So I am glad I took the long break. I am, because I was pain free during that run and even afterwards, although I was reminded, swiftly reminded how much wearing the wrong socks affects your feet when you're running, because I could already feel a blister brewing even after 15 minutes of running. So I'll have to buy a few new pairs of running socks again. But yeah, it was Friday evening and I was like, do you know what? I haven't done any cardio today. I think it was about 8 in the evening and it's still bright out. That's the great thing about the summer. It was still bright out. It was a sunny evening and I just put on the running shoes and I just went out running. I didn't even wear my Garmin. I actually have to route that out. It's somewhere in my room. I just used my phone for this. And yeah, I went out and I felt great. I didn't feel any pain and I was delighted. And I feel like I've not gone through the motions, but I've basically just been, you know, in a calorie deficit. So I wasn't running either because I felt like it probably wasn't the ideal time to start running too. Not only like to prevent the injury coming back, but I was in a calorie deficit. So I wouldn't have had a lot of energy in me to kind of build back up the mileage. But now I'm just back to maintain. And I was in a calorie deficit up until the middle of April from January. Like it was 14 weeks. So I won't be going back into one probably, you know, maybe till near Christmas time. But I did a 2.5 kilometer one, and I could have done five, but I was like, no, I'll just go in nice and easy, test the legs out, see what it's like to run again. And yeah, it felt great, and I have missed it, and I will start building up the miles again. And it's just something productive to do as well. Like, I do love training in the gym, and I love my cardio, you know, on my cross trainer, on my Stairmaster. But just with the weather being, or I suppose the summer months now, like, it's nice to get out into the fresh air and do some exercise, and you don't have to think about anything. You literally just put your garment on and you just go out and run. You don't have to get in your car, drive to the gym, you know, go into a locker room, fill up your bottle of water, take out your logbook so you can track your weights and stuff. You literally just get up and go. I remember seeing a meme before, like, you know, people who love running, what to do? They just open that front door and get out and leg it. So that's literally what it's like. I haven't signed up for any races, to be honest. I'm not in the headspace now to be like, oh, I'm signing for this half marathon, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, I genuinely just want to not even be with a trainer for the time being. Because I know I was working with Jamie when I was training for the marathon, but I literally just want to coach myself for the time being and even just walk my way up to a 10K. And that might take, you know, maybe 6 weeks to 8 weeks to do, but I do still have PTSD, and getting back into the mind frame of training for like 21 kilometers, doing intervals and stuff like that. And I think to myself, like, imagine I did sign up for like a marathon this year, like, I would have had to find a treadmill somewhere in the Philippines, in Australia as well, and commit to a training plan, because I had to do that last year. I was training for the marathon last year, and obviously a few half marathons too, and I couldn't really afford to. I was away for like 3 weeks last year too. You can't really afford to slack off from the running for 3 weeks if you're training for like multiple half marathons and a full marathon. So yeah, I had to find a treadmill. I had to make sure we stayed in a hotel that had a gym. And then when I went back to Sydney, I only went to Sydney last year, I didn't go to Perth or Melbourne. I, you know, had to get a week pass in a gym so I could use the treadmill. So that's another reason why I kind of enjoyed my holiday that bit more, because I wasn't in the middle of a fitness photo shoot training, or prep, I should say. I didn't have to watch my food. I wasn't training for a marathon. I didn't have to get the miles into the legs 3 times a week. Like, I went away quite a lot last year, and a lot of that, you know, the full marathon was in October, like, only 3 months was left of the year. I was training from January up to October, and I went away quite a bit, and I had to train while I was away because I did not want to lose my fitness. I did not want to lose any progress. Yeah, I was just really, really regimental about that. So I did enjoy being away this year and not having to worry about goals or training plans and just do life on my terms. But I am looking forward to getting back into running. It's just, I don't know, it's something that just breaks up the week. It gets you out into the fresh air, like I said. Because you can just get sick of looking at the gym 4 or 5 days a week. Same setting, same people, same faces. But it's nice getting out, running along the canal or running out along the beach. Yeah, it's just nice, and you always feel good. But it's also nice to not have that pressure on my shoulders of, all right, and you make sure you get a training done this week, like, this marathon's creeping up and stuff. I don't want to commit to anything like that. I think if I do commit to any type of races this year, it will be like at the last minute and something that I feel like, oh, I could probably sign up to that. You know, I think I could do that, like maybe a 10 mile race or maybe even a half marathon near the end of the year, who knows. But yeah, I think my days of doing 3 half marathons and a full marathon in a year are well and truly over. I think I was running away with myself last year, excuse the pun, it was a lot to take on. And then the 22 kilometer run in there as well, which is where the injury started. I think I'd be happy to do just 1 half this year, just to say I did it. Fair play to anyone who is an ultra marathon runner, because Jesus, it takes its toll on your body. And this is someone who was a novice last year. Yeah, I was really, really bogged down after that injury. But look, we come out the other side, and I'm just delighted to get the running shoes back on. And, you know, me, just as my toes were starting to get back to normal, they're in absolute bits again. Well, they're going to slowly start going to bits again if I keep up the running, and then, you know, I'll be getting the gels into me and stuff. But what is my plan for the rest of the year? So for the rest of the year, I'll be maintaining. I do have a few holidays coming up this year. So I'm actually going to Ibiza in the middle of July for 4 nights on a hens. And then I'm going to Portugal in August. So I think it's about 2 or 3 weeks after I get home from Ibiza. So I do talk a lot about you know, when you've been on holiday and when you come back, a lot of people probably only go on one or two holidays a year, okay? And they've been working for ages to, you know, drop body fat for this holiday. And then when they get home, the foot starts to come off the gas a bit. They're not as regimental. They don't do as much cardio. They start kind of only tracking 4 or 5 days rather than like 7 days. But don't forget, like, you are in a maintenance phase for most of your life. Okay. So you need to exercise being good at it. So I was actually only doing a group call tonight with my 8 week challengers, and I was speaking about that, like, you know, if you're someone who has a lot of weight to lose, like, let's say 3 stone, like, that's going to take probably more than a year. And you're not going to be in a deficit for a year straight, all right? Because that's just not sustainable. It's that's hell. So you're going to have to take a few diet breaks in between, all right? A few planned diet breaks. It could be a month or two. So you're going to be obviously at maintenance phase, you know, in between dieting phases. So it's important that you get good at that. The only difference between when I'm in a maintenance phase versus a deficit is I'm eating 500 calories less in a deficit and I'm eating 500 calories more at maintenance. I still go out and get my walks done. I still go to the gym and I don't do as much cardio, but I still, you know, factor in, okay, and you try even get in 3 20-minute sessions a week, or if you're a runner, that can be your cardio, okay? Because people start to get complacent once they've been on the holiday and they don't have anything else booked. Ah, sure, like, I don't need to do as much cardio now. You know, I don't need to go out and do my steps today. I'm not losing weight. Ah, sure, I'll go out for, you know, lunch 3 4 times this week. That's if, Jesus, you have a lot of money in this current financial climate. But that's when things can start to slip and you start to get sloppy and you start to get complacent. And before you know it, 2 months have gone by and you're about to start your next deficit and you've put on a few pounds. All right. So because I have multiple holidays coming up, that's going to keep me even more accountable, because I got to about 55, 56 kg before I went away to Australia. I was in my deficit. I started at about 61, I think. And I'm back to 57, 58 now. So I did put on like a couple of kilo while I was away, but to be honest, I don't give a shite. There was times where I was looking at myself in the mirror while I was over there thinking, or even my face in pictures when I had no makeup on. I was like, like, I don't really like myself kind of being this thin. Like, my happy medium would be around like 59 to 61 kg, around that area. Because I feel like I do still feel lean, but I look a bit fuller. Like, I don't look kind of gaunt, you know. But look, it was great for when I was on the beach and stuff and by the pool. Like, I did feel like $1 million. But all year round, I wouldn't be that way, you know. But having these holidays coming up, it keeps you accountable and it keeps you not strict, but it keeps you in routine. Like, again, I said I'm around 57, 58 now, so I will try my best to maintain that. So when I go away to Ibiza, I am still in shape. And then when I go away to Albufeira, I will still be in shape. I'm not going to go into a calorie deficit because I have these holidays coming up. I'm very happy with how I am. And it's just about controlling my physique now and not losing the run of myself and not getting complacent and not getting lazy, because that's what can happen. So if anything, having these holidays over the summer will keep me accountable. But look, don't forget as well, like, it is the summer, you're going to be showing more skin. I think that would have been enough reason to keep me in check anyway, but I still want to fit into the holiday clothes that I brought over to Australia and the Philippines. I don't want to have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Like, I'm about an 8 or a 10 now, but I don't want to get to a case where I'm only fitting into the 10s, you know. Like, I'd love to be able to recycle the clothes that I brought away with me recently. But yeah, that's the plan of action. It's to maintain my weight, get back into the running, build up my miles slowly, and that's pretty much it. And then I'm coming to the end of my 8 week challenge, well, on my 8 week challengers. So that started at the start of April and it's finished now at the end of May, early June. And a lot of people have been asking me, are you going to run one in June? I usually always take a month break in between challenges, because I also do one-on-one coaching as well, and it can be a lot. So having that month in between allows me to, I suppose, just reset and then mark it for the next challenge rather than just going straight in back to back. Just so I can kind of take a breather. And then I don't know whether I'm going to do one in June, but I will definitely be doing one in July. So if you do have any holidays coming up, before the kids go back to school. So the end of August, it would probably be the ideal time for you to sign up. It would be from the start of July till the end of August, or if I do one in June, it would be from the start of June till the end of July, you know. So it would just be ideal if you do have anything coming up in August in terms of a holiday, or it could be a wedding or a weekend away. But also, I know a lot of people do have their hands full. A lot of parents have their hands full when the kids are off school, and it can be very hard to commit to a training program because, you know, the kids aren't in school anymore. They don't have an awful lot of time to themselves. So I will be running one probably in September as well. I don't do one in September. I usually do October to the end of November, and then it just means that you don't have to diet then in December at Christmas time, you know. But look, things do change. But I am obviously currently taking on one-on-one clients. Summer is always a very popular time to join, you know, online coaching, because people sometimes book holidays at the last minute and they might not have an awful lot of weight to lose. It's just, yeah, look, I could probably do with losing 5 or 6 pounds and I just need accountability. Or someone could have a holiday planned in October and they're like, I actually have a stone to lose and I need to start now, you know. So that would take about 14 weeks, and you'd need to have a diet break in between if you're someone who hasn't been in a calorie deficit for a very, very long time. 14 weeks non-stop in a deficit would be very heavy. So that's what I'm talking about in terms of planning. You know, maybe ask yourself now, what type of you know, what's your physique like now? What have you coming up for the less for what have you got coming up for the rest of the year? Like, we're coming into June basically, like we're almost halfway through the year. And I always try to hammer home to clients, don't do a last minute job before your holiday. I used to be one of those people where it would be after Christmas, it would be January, diet starts January, holiday booked in May. I'm gonna lose this stone now, I'm gonna get into shape. Before you know, it's February, still haven't started, then it's March. And your holiday is 4 weeks away, and you're using all these toxic diet approaches, you know, starving yourself, living on plain chicken and a head of lettuce. And it's ridiculous. So ask yourself, you know, when is your next holiday? And be realistic. Like, if you were to look at it like a pound a week, if your holiday is 8 weeks away, it's going to take you about a week or two to find your ground, okay? To build the foundations, to kind of start getting used to things. It's going to be a rocky road for the first few weeks because you're breaking old habits, you're trying to build new ones. So realistically, you know, you've probably 5 good weeks before your holiday. If you did have a holiday that's 8 weeks away from now, which would probably be the end of July, you know, middle of July, end of July. I know that's a very expensive time for people to go away, so probably not a lot, an awful lot of yous would be going away in July, but even August, okay? So just take that into account. If you haven't been in a calorie deficit for a very long time and you're giving yourself 8 to 12 weeks, just take into account the first few weeks will be rocky, okay? So if you do have 12 weeks, realistically, you probably have about 8 or 9 good weeks, all right? And that's where you are consistent. Whether you have things on or not, it's just 8 to 9 good weeks where you can be consistent, because it takes you a while to find your feet, all right? That's the only bit of advice I'd have in terms of a holiday. Just start as early as possible so you don't have to be chasing your tail and using these extreme approaches that never last. Never last long term. You just come home and you end up fucking rebounding again. But yeah. Just to sum up, I know this is the first one back, so it's not too long. I just wanted to kind of give you an update on how I got on, how my training has gone, what my plan is, and how I plan to stay in shape. And also, if you did or you do have any holidays coming up, just take that into account, plan ahead, anticipate, give yourself a good run in. If you do need help, I will be running another 8-week challenge, and I am taking on clients, okay? But I'll be back next week with the podcast as well. And as always, if you ever have any questions, slip into my DMs, ask away, and I will address them on the podcast, okay? But have a great week. And if you are in the middle of a calorie deficit, keep smashing it. And if you are just maintaining or just trying to find your ground, I've loads of helpful information on my page. And then if you do join my Coach Enya app, which is available to join any time of the year, there's loads of educational stuff on that. And if you can't afford one-on-one coaching or can't afford to take part in the 8-week challenge, you know, my app is only 30 quid a month. and you get a training plan, you get a meal plan, you get your calories built into your meal plan, obviously, and your macros. And there's a 3, 4, 5 day training plan option for gym or for home. And then there's also like an unlimited recipe bank, and you can tailor it to, you know, what calories. It's actually only a new feature that's been added to the app last week. I've been working on it because a lot of people were like, oh, you know, I'd love more recipes on the app. So that's what I went and done. I've been working on it for a long time. But yeah, there's just tons of recipes. And you can also, like, you know, tailor it to, I want a meal that's around 400 calories and has 30 grams of protein. Yeah, and just unlimited options. So it's a handy feature. I think we're going to be doing something as well, me and the guys on my team, where you don't even have to join my app. You can literally just get a membership just for the recipe bank alone. So I will be announcing something about that soon. But yeah, that's all that's available at the moment from myself. And yeah, have a great week, and reach out if you have any questions or would like me to, or even podcast episodes, suggestions. They always help, because sometimes I feel like I do be repeating myself, but because, you know, fat loss is, it's just always the same principles. And sometimes it can feel like you're repeating yourself, because it's not something, I suppose you can come at things from different angles when it comes to fat loss, but it will always come back to the basics. Be in a calorie deficit, burn more calories than you're taking in, be consistent, be disciplined, but also having guests on as well does help. So yeah, if you have any guest recommendations as well, please do reach out. But yeah, have a great week.